actually remember sophomore year, which was like my year of understanding my race. My professor put us in groups of three for our class just for the whole semester. And for the first few weeks, like, everything he said, I understood, and I was getting everything right. So I would try and, you know, speak to my group members about this, this, and this. Like, this is what we should do, and, like, try and, like, you know, kind of have a conversation. And one girl would just, like, shut me down every time. And she didn't have a valid reason other than she felt she was the smartest. And I kind of felt like, I don't know if it was because I was black or if she just thinks she was, like, super smart, or she thought she was super smart. So that was kind of awkward to deal with. And then I was cool with my other two group members. And that was just like kind of a tough semester with one girl trying to domineer and the rest of us trying to get along. But at the end of the semester in that class, the professor asked us, "What do you think about affirmative action?" And one of my group members shot her hand up in the air. And, you know, all the white people actually shot their hands up in the air for the most part. And then she was like, "I hate affirmative action. It's terrible. Like, it's the worst thing ever. They're not qualified to come to Cornell." And she was a triple legacy, basically. Parents and grandfather came to Cornell. And her mother was an ILR. And she told me that she would, like, smoke weed every day after class, and like in the cemetery off of West. And she was like, "I don't get any work done." And I'm like, you know, like, I didn't know about privilege and everything then, because if I did, I would have told her, like, "You're privileged enough that you can do leisurely activities and not have to worry so much about your grades." Because, like, I come here and I work a lot. I, like, you know, I would always work. I'd always be in the library and save fun for the weekends or every other weekend. But it was interesting to hear all these white students say they are not qualified. They, you know, meaning the beneficiaries of affirmative action. But I'm sure for most of them, they were thinking black people.
Right.
You know, and then one girl in our class, you know, had to tell them the people who benefited the most from affirmative action are white women. And that's the reason why universities are 50% or more women now.